الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين. فيا عباد الله، do not forget the importance of dua. For indeed, dua, supplication, is an act of worship. It is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To supplicate to Him, to make the dua to Him, to such an extent that even the mushrikeen, the disbelievers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew that at the times of difficulty and distress, that their idols could not answer their du'as. So at the time of difficulty and distress, when death was upon them, they would make dua to Allah sincerely themselves too. Even the mushrikeen, da'awullah mukhlisin lahuddin, they would call upon Allah sincerely at the times of extreme difficulty, because even the mushrikeen, they knew that nobody can answer their dua except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be aware that this act of making dua, it is sincerely and purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an act of worship, just as it is mentioned in the hadith, الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That dua, it is the core of worship. It is one of the greatest forms of worship. And that is why it is mentioned in this hadith that dua, it is ibadah. Meaning it is one of the greatest forms of ibadah. One of the greatest forms of worship to Allah. And that is why it must be done sincerely to Allah. As for the people who make the dua to the deceased in their graves, or they make the dua to who they call the righteous people, or they make the dua to anything or anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have committed a form of severe shirk. And this shirk may be such that it expels them from the fold of Islam due to them having committed this act of worship or performed it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are some people who are upon their misguidance, who upon the whispers of the shaitan are told that there is no benefit in making dua. The shaitan, he whispers to the people, there is no benefit in you making dua. If something is decreed, then it will happen. And if something is not decreed, then it will not happen. So there is no point in making dua. This is what the shaitan, he whispers to some people. And some of the people, they are taken in by these whispers. So they begin to think that if something is decreed, it will happen. And if something is not decreed, it will not happen. So there is no point in making dua. This person has committed a great criminal act in having this belief, in having this thought, or having this evil thought that his dua is useless and worthless, that Allah will not answer his dua, that his dua will not be heard. Rather, the one who decreed the decree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who also told you to make dua. The one who made the decree, He is the one who also told you to make the dua. So these are means that Allah has given us. Means that Allah has given us that we can take. So a person, he puts his trust in Allah and he takes the means which Allah has provided us. And one of those means is the dua, that you submit yourself to Allah, you humble yourself to Allah, and you make your dua. Then it is mentioned in the sunnah that there are particular times when the dua is more effective. There are particular times when the dua is more likely to be accepted. From those times are the last third of the night. The last third of the night, it is mentioned in the sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the last third of the night, and He asks, who is seeking my forgiveness and I will forgive them? Who is seeking repentance and I will give it to them? Who is asking for anything and I will give it to them? And this is in the last third of the night. Similarly, when a person is in the prayer, whether it is the obligatory prayer or the supererogatory prayer, then a person can make dua within the prayer, make dua within the prostration. For indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the closest a person, a slave, is to his creator, to Allah, the closest you are to Allah is when you are in prostration. When you are in the state of prostration, then that is the state where you are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is recommended for a believer to make plentiful dua also at that time. Similarly, on the day of Friday, it is mentioned that in the sunnah, on the day of Friday, there is a time where the dua is accepted. However, there is a difference between the scholars when this time is, due to the various evidences for it. So here, it is befitting for a person to strive the whole of the day of Friday, to strive throughout the day of Friday in making his dua and supplicating to Allah. These are some of the times, and there are others also that are mentioned in the sunnah. But in any case, generally speaking, a person can make dua throughout the different times of the day. But these are the times where it is more likely that the dua will be answered. So a person does not become negligent of this. Do not become negligent in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in Surah Al-Fatiha, when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, within that there is dua. There is dua in praising Allah. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, all of this is praise to Allah. That is a dua. Then similarly, when you say, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een, to the end of the surah, that is your dua to Allah. You are seeking your dua from Allah. So that is a dua that you are making in every Suratul Fatiha that you read, in every raka'ah of your prayers. So the point of that is, from the narrations, that the dua is an act of worship. And a person should not neglect this dua. Rather, he should constantly and always make the dua to Allah to keep him firm upon the religion, to keep him upright upon the religion, to give him a righteous offspring, to make the affairs easy for him and his family, to be upright upon the religion and to be guided. A person continuously and consistently and persistently makes the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah said in the Quran that his displeasure, the displeasure of Allah, is upon the one who are too arrogant to make dua to Allah. The ones who abandon the dua to Allah, they neglect and they reject the dua to Allah, then that is a dispraiseworthy characteristic. So be from the believers upon the righteous and praiseworthy characteristic of connecting yourselves to Allah, supplicating always and making dua always. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ